Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God has so much to say to his people. He speaks to us in the heart. I'm amazed at how the Lord does things. I have asked the Lord my questions, and he will give me answers that I understood spiritually. Sometimes he will say a few words, but I will understand volumes of information. And some of it I could put in words to describe what he said. Sometimes I could not, but I understood it. And if I tried to take it, to explain it, it would take many words to explain what I understood. Because the Lord speaks to us in the heart. And in the heart, he can give you many thoughts. He may say one phrase and give you many thoughts with that phrase. Because he's speaking spirit to spirit. Heart to heart. And that's what these broadcasts are for. I'm sharing things and revelation that God has given, and he wants to speak to people currently in the heart. And the word of God is timeless. It's timeless information. The Lord can speak something today and 100 years from now, or 30 years from now, or 10 years from now, somebody listen to it and it'll be a current word for them at that time. Because the Lord knows that when people hear information, he knows who's going to hear it, when they'll hear it, whether they can receive it or not. And he'll speak words that can apply throughout time. Throughout time. Because when you're dealing with the Spirit is always current. The Spirit of God is always current for every generation. That's why the Lord could write one Bible and he could speak his word to generations during the time it was written and afterwards. The Lord even started, the oldest book of the Bible is Job. Job lived about 400 years before Moses. And Moses, he got in God's presence. And in the presence of God, the Lord recited to him the book of Genesis, which was about 2,000 years before he came. And then he wrote the first five books. And then other authors, God used them to write things to people, to us currently. The Spirit of God is timeless. And when we trust him and take him at his word, the information he gives us, first of all, it's true, and it's also timeless. And we enter into a much greater understanding as we hear what the Lord has to say, because he speaks from the heart. Now, it's just intriguing to me how the Holy Spirit can do things, what he's capable of doing, and how he does things, how he blesses us in every way of life there is. And I feel like no man should miss out on anything God has to say, because it's too rich, it's too good, it's too wonderful. It's a blessing to us. He takes us forward and not backwards. He helps us grow and not diminish. Because the word of God is always life, and he always speaks life to our hearts. Now, with all that in mind, consider what it's like to draw near to the Lord, and he will respond to you. If you took him by faith and believe him for salvation, receive the full benefit of life in the Spirit of God. Enjoy his presence. Enjoy his character, his words. One thing the body of Christ needs to do is ask their questions. There are so many persuasions out there. When we receive information from the Lord, it's going to be perfect knowledge. Remember, as we try to grow from glory to glory. The enemy is trying to tear us down from time to time. He wants us, he wants our lives to look no different than the worldview, than the world's patterns and their demise. He wants their demise to be our demise. He wants the life of every Christian to look no better than what's expected in the world. The joy that we can receive in this life suggests that Satan is a liar. The light that we live exposes him for the lie that he is. The life of God in us, the life of God that we enjoy currently by our faith, can trump every lifestyle. The way we can grow and multiply, we've been talking about increasing, being fruitful and multiplying in previous broadcasts. There's no limit to how much we can grow in him. We can grow as much as we want. And even the restrictions of Satan can be stopped and reduced in our lives. We can reduce his works and we can stop his works. We need the knowledge of God. We need everything he has to say. And it's a blessing that we can receive the answers we need. And that's how we get to know him. We learn to trust him by interaction. Take the Lord and his word. Receive the things he said in the word of God. Receive what he say as truth. And then believe him. Believe his words. Receive it. Speak it in your life and act on it. And it will take you far every time. And the life of God can take you much further than what we can do on our own. And God loves us so much. He cares about us in every way there is. And there's nothing he can't do. He's Jesus Christ. He worked to solve every problem that we could ever have. And I thank the Lord for his guidance and all that he's done in our life, all the things he's going to do. He's going to take us forward, only forward. Our lives won't be restricted in him. The Lord put no limits on what we could do. There's no limits to how far we can grow. There's no limits to what we can accomplish and how far we can grow our business. Keep in mind, the Lord is productive. He goes forward. He does things the right way. And as we fall in love with him and take him at his word, he moves in our lives in every way of righteousness. And we get a chance to live like him. And we get a chance to do the greater works. And I thank the Lord for that. And the Lord takes his people seriously. Oh, he loves his people. He can't wait to answer you and show you things. And remember, he thinks of everything. He evaluates everything. And there's wisdom in the way he answers us and shows us things to come. Never be surprised of the good wonders of God, how he ministers life to us. I get excited about the things he says. It amazes. I get greatly amazed at his answers, the way he answers me, and the things he shared with me. And I'm enthused about it. And every broadcast I'm talking about how wonderful the Lord is and how he ministers life to us and bless us, help us understand things that we normally couldn't understand. And I get a kick out of it. I love it. Now, the Lord's going to take you far beyond what you may expect. And it's going to be a blessing to you. Now, in the world, people, they see things the way they see it. They operate according to how they focus. Whatever they're focused on, that's how they respond. But as we go forward doing God's work, speaking his word, thinking his thoughts, we're introduced to a greater form of life, supernatural life. And our lives can be supernatural, beyond what is natural, what's expected. And I thank the Lord for His word. I thank the Lord for life itself. And the same life that He's given it to us. The Lord took time to make us in His image, and that's precisely how it should be. He wants us to live the supernatural life of God. And I want to do all that's in His heart. Everything He says is important. Now, with all that in mind, your life is going to grow greater than you expect. And the life we introduce to others, it will help them live. And God can take their life and do the same amazing things He's done in your life. And as you grow over time, you're going to see how wonderful God is, and it's going to amaze you, just like it amazes me. And then you're going to live the life before others. They're going to get saved. They're going to be healed and blessed, and they're going to see things in a greater way and enjoy the life of God. And I'm not saying these things for nothing. God loves us. Then we're motivated to share His love with others when they need us to. If they have a hard time, a bad day, your love can make the difference. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, we've been talking about focus, how people focus. They run their lives according to how they focus that, on what they focus on. Every focus has its own motive with it. If you focus on the Word of God, you're focusing on God. If you're focused on what He's saying, what He said, then you're focusing on Him. As we focus on the Lord, we can easily receive what He has to say. And when His wisdom is alive in us, and we become enhanced to receive information, we get a greater outlook on life. We see things in greater ways. We understand things greater. And all the blessings that He blesses us with, we enjoy it in a multiplied way. And when things don't look right, we're not as discouraged, because we know that we have a living hope. And whatever we want or desire, we can receive it by faith. He thought of everything. He's graced us to live His life. Everything we need is in redemption. Now, I said in another broadcast, the Lord is not going to come out of heaven and do our job for us. He's not going to do our believing for us. He's not going to come and make our lives turn out right. We're going to receive His word. We're going to believe it, take Him at His word. We're going to receive it as our own, speak it, and then act on it. That's how we bring the grace that God has given us home. And it benefits our lives. Now, Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and he wanted God to remove it. He prayed about it 3 times, and then the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you." Which means His grace is sufficient. The Lord has given us gifts by the Word of God. All the true and precious promises that He's given us are accessible by faith. We have to believe it. We have to receive it as our own. And we have to act on it. And that's how Paul removed his thorn in the flesh, which was a messenger of Satan. It was not a disease like people think. He didn't have an eye problem, because he wrote most of the Bible. How can you write most of the New Testament with bad eyes? How could you travel? How could you run out of town when everybody's trying to kill you? He didn't have an eye problem. And when he listed his problems that he did have in Corinthians, he mentioned no form of sickness. When in the discourse that he wrote about all the things he went through because he suffered, because he loved Christ. And the opposition he faced was because rogue Jews didn't want him to preach Jesus. They were focused on something different. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, their focus was on man, on power, on prestige, not the love of God. So they didn't receive the knowledge of God's love. They didn't benefit from salvation. They didn't yield to the guidance of God. They knew nothing about being guided by the Holy Spirit. All they did, they wanted things to remain in the old stale tradition forms of religion, where people looked up to them as the primary counsel and not Jesus. They hated the fact that people loved Jesus. So what people are focused on determines what they, you know, where they go, how they do things. So what we have to do is receive God's love, believe his word, receive what he's saying to us by faith, and then act on it according to the love of God. That way we can be true to the truth. The focus of the Lord helps us to be identical with what he's focusing on. He gives our life greater purpose. But the focus of what is false, the doctrines of the Pharisees and Sadducees, they take us backwards. Their focus is wrong. And it's on the things of this earth. But when we speak the word of God, our focus is a lie. Jesus plainly said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. A man that trusts to steal, his focus is on greed. Whatever people focus on, their actions follow their focus, whatever it is. And the only way to change it is to look at God's word and receive it. Believe it and receive it. The word, we can't just believe God's word. We have to, if a person believes God's word, then they speak it without receiving it. See, receiving is different. I always include receiving because that's when you make God's word yours, your word. You make God's word your choice, your focus, your attention is on what he said, and you agree with it in dedication. And you take the Lord at his word. Now you're focused like he's focused. And you're a candidate to grow as you receive the knowledge of God. It's going to mature and it's going to work in your life. And that's how we get to know the Father, through the Son. We take him at his word. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. But when people start looking at other things, they look at the people. You know, Saul looked at the people and he got in fear. And he obeyed what he trusted the most. He ended up being demoted from being the king. He was still anointed, and his anointing, there was nothing wrong with his anointing. And he even operated in the anointing after his focus changed. But his actions, he became a murderer. He tried to kill David. He was a murderer. He ordered the death of the priest that helped David. And they did it trying to honor him. He sought a witch because of his fear. Fear always attach our lives to Satan. And we have to take God at his word. If our focus change, everything else will change with it and because of it. So if our focus never change, our actions will be as holy as God is. because our focus is on him. Our whole body will be full of light. And not only that, we'll have resilience against what's wrong to the point that when we fight, we win. Just like David killed Goliath. He avenged Israel. Gideon avenged Israel and judged Israel and blessed Israel because his focus was on the Lord. And he did things to focus on God on purpose. So our focus will keep our destiny according to God's perfect will. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God genuinely and truly loves you. His return is soon, and Jesus is our Lord.